Chronicles. Batgirl Chronicles. Batgirl Chronicles. I love food.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Fat Girl Chronicles. Fat Girl Chronicles. This is your host, Vicky, the professor of food, professor of pork, professor of extra sauce on the side. And that's it. This week is a little different. I don't actually have a co-host, so we're just gonna do the solo dolo and all alone. We're just gonna see how this turns out, if you will. Just scheduling problems and everything like that was kind of hard to pull somebody together. So it's okay. You guys love me, don't you? Don't you? I guess it'll be basically like a radio DJ, right? They are on their own, well, the solo ones, and they just talk randomly out into the atmosphere, and people enjoy that. They have their favorites, so why can't I do it? Maybe? I don't know. We'll see. So, this week, the topic is salad. So, it is now, this should post in February. So, it's now February, and winter workouts make summer bodies, right? So, we're all trying to reaffirm and be healthy and get on track. I know I personally am supposed to be gluten-free. I, a lot of times, am not practicing my gluten-free diet, and then I get like a little gluten belly. I call it my little gluten baby, and I know I just need to work on that. So, like, I've just kind of buckled down and I'm slowly just, you know, cleaning out the crap that was in my refrigerator and trying to stop my snacking, and I'm going to reaffirm my salad eating for lunch. Anybody, I think I might have said this before, but anybody else that knows me knows that I do my meal prep. I'm a meal prepper. I prep breakfast and lunch, and I figured out whatever I have in my fridge for dinner, but as I only buy healthy stuff, the options are you can eat this healthy stuff or you starve. Full on Beauty and the Beast, like starve. So, salad. Let me give you some information if you don't know what a salad is. It's a dish consisting of a mixture of small pieces of food, usually vegetables. However, different varieties of salad may contain virtually any type of ready-to-eat food, which we've seen. Salads are typically served room temperature or chilled, depending on the type. Garden salads are the ones we basically know. Use a base of leafy greens such as lettuce, arugula, kale, or spinach. I personally love spinach salads. Like, those are my favorite. They are common enough that the word salad alone often refers specifically to garden salads, right? Because when we say salad, you mean a green salad. But also keep in mind, there's other types. There's bean salad, tuna salad, Greek salad, antipasta, potato salad. I guess all those salads, right? Are we going to count macaroni salad? I don't know if we'll count macaroni salad. Will we? I mean, if you're going to count tuna salad. But then I guess would you count egg salad? Or is it just tuna on top of... I don't know. That's kind of confusing. I don't know. So, salads may be served at any point during a meal. There's appetizer salads, which are like smaller portions served as the first course of the meal. Side salads that come with your main dish. Main course salads usually contain like a portion of like a protein of some sort, meat, fish, or whatever. And then dessert salads, which usually contain fruit and gelatin and whipped cream. So, some history. The word salad comes from the French saladed. I probably just destroyed that, of the same meaning, from the Latin salata, from sal, which is mean salt. In English, the word first appears as salad, S-A-L-A-D, or salad, S-A-L-L-E-T, in the 14th century. Salad like, but spelled like salt, which is weird, is associated with salad because vegetables were seasoned with brine or salty, excuse me, no. Salt is associated with salad because vegetables were seasoned with brine or salty oil and vinegar dressings during Roman times. Oh, that's interesting. The phrase salad days mean a time of youthful inexperience based on the notion of green. In first recorded by Shakespeare in 1606, while the use of salad bar refers to the buffet style serving of salad ingredients. I love salad bars. Personally, as like a little kid, we would go to, you know, any like restaurant, whatever. And I would, my little kid self always got the salad bar. I don't know why. I was weird. I was definitely a weird little kid because I would want the salad bar. And while my brothers will get burgers and fries and chicken fingers, you know, the typical things that kids will get, I personally wanted the salad bar. And I would be happy as can be at my little salad bar. And I would build these monstrous salads. Like, as a little kid, I'm sure, like, my choices were crazy. So obviously you have whatever leafy greens, I didn't care. Then I would put cheese, obviously, eggs, seeds of some sort, if it's sunflower seeds or whatever, bacon bits, because I just wanted the crunchiness of the bacon and the seeds. And then then I would put banana chips on it, because I like the sweetness of the banana chips. Then I'll have, obviously, diced tomatoes. And then on top would always be French dressing. French dressing was my favorite. If they didn't have French, they had Catalina. I would go with the Catalina. That worked just as fine. But these salads were like bigger than my head. Like they were monstrous and made no sense. And I would eat the whole thing. Also, I used to love the McShakers, the little salad shakers at McDonald's. I wish they would bring those back. Don't you? Those things were awesome. The Romans, more history. Romans and ancient Greeks mixed greens with dressing as a type of mixed salad. Salads include layered and dressed salads and have been popular in Europe since the Greek and Roman imperial expansion. See, that's pretty cool. Oil used on salads can be found in the 17th century colony of New Netherland, which is, you know, obviously called New York, New Jersey, and Delaware. So that's where we start with that oil and vinegar on our salads. Salads are now sold in supermarkets, restaurants, fast food chains. You have salad bars, etc., etc. And salad restaurants are earning more than, well, back in 2014, more than $300 million in salads. At home, salad consumptions in the 2010s. Were rising, but moving away from fresh chopped lettuce and toward bagged greens and salad kits, which expected to reach $7 billion per year. Wow, those salad kits. I can understand, yeah. I do like those salad kits. They make my life simple. Like, I legit, like, this is my meal prep hack. So, a salad kit, like, especially, like, the chopped salad, it comes with so many different things chopped up in there. So you have different colors, which is very important. If you're going to meal prep, make your food colorful. Because if it all looks bland and just blah, you're not going to like it. So keep it colorful. Make it fun. Have different textures in there. So you have like a crunch, a soft, everything. Because you got to excite your taste buds. It's the only way you're going to make it. And what you should do is you should take the salad bag. I think it says it's a serving of four. I just split it in half, so it makes it two. And I think the whole bag is like 500 calories for the whole bag. Split in two is like 250. So you take it, split it in two meal prep containers, take all the little whatever seeds and nuts and whatever, all the other crap that they have in it, put it all in there. I might slice up some cucumbers, put that in there too. And then I have like the little salad dressing containers because it comes with like one little bag of salad dressing. So you take that and you split that in half between the two containers. And now you have food prep for 2 days. And if it's a 4 day work week, it's even better because now you only have to buy two bags. If it's a 5 day work week, which is perfectly normal, then you do three bags. Usually they're on sale or a dollar, you know, $2.99 at the highest with them not being on sale, but they're always on sale because that's what it sells. So it's always on sale. And what you do then is, so on that extra day, because now you have 6 days, don't push it into like the following week because it's going to get nasty. Just eat it that Saturday. Make that Saturday's lunch or Sunday's lunch as you're lazing about meal prepping for the following week. Okay? That's my tips and tricks of trying to be healthy. And it's worked so far. I think maybe, I don't know. So some other salads, I said a green salad or a garden salad. It consists of the leafy vegetables, right? Lettuce, spinach, so on and so forth. Arugula. Arugula usually has a very strong taste. It can include cucumbers. I love cucumbers. Peppers, tomatoes, onions, carrots. Love carrots. Celery, radishes, mushrooms, avocados, olives, artichokes, watercress, parsley, garden beets, etc. So the more colors, the better. You also have the nuts, the berries, the seeds, you know, sunflower seeds and everything like that. Hard-boiled eggs, bacon, shrimp, and cheeses. You just got to be careful with that when you start having all the different fun toppings. When you have, you know, the cheeses and everything like that. Because sometimes it's just, it makes it unhealthy. And I have actually said this to my friend Kate when she says she loves getting salads when she's out. She doesn't feel as bad. Like sometimes those salads, when you eat it, it's like 750 calories. Your salad could potentially be more calories than what this burger that I'm eating. Just because, or, you know, I'm getting all this protein and now you just have like just, you know, the fats and cheeses. So you have the wedge salad, which is made from a head of lettuce, and you just basically half or quarter it and put the ingredients on top. I don't like a wedge salad. I'm so busy hacking at it. It's so annoying. I really can't stand it. Bound salads are assembled with thick sauces such as mayonnaise, which is the other, like the tuna salad, the chicken salad, egg salad, potato salad. These salads are used as sandwich fillings. I know what I like to do. Healthy snack hack is when you make like a tuna salad or a chicken salad or egg salad or whatever. And that's going to be your lunch. Slice up cucumbers. You got to get the mandoline to slice them thin. So slice up a whole bunch of those and I get gluten-free crackers. And then I'll put like a big, you know, nice gob of the, you know, the tuna salad. And then what I'll do, like that'll be, so I don't actually have bread. So now I have like some crackers and then I'll have like the cucumber. So it's like the different textures happening and then it's still colorful and then I'm getting filled. But I'm not eating just straight bread, you know? So you have your main course salads, going more into that. Your entree salads, which you have to be really careful with. That's your Cobb salads, Caesar salads, chef salads. There's the various other types of salads, like with the sliced steak on top. You just gotta be careful. Like, I know the quesadilla salad at Chili's is really good, and it comes like with the quesadilla, but it was not that healthy, okay? Or the various big, huge salads that you get from Wendy's, but they put the slices of fried chicken on top. So you just gotta be careful about that, because you're like, oh, I'm eating healthy. But then when it still is like almost 1,000 calories and that's just one meal for you, that's a problem. Then you have your fruit salads, which are made of fruit, which may be fresh or canned. Hopefully you're doing fresh, because if it's canned, then you have potential of extra sugar. So be careful about that. Many common components. You know, you have your pineapple, your strawberries, your grapes, etc. I don't like melons. So melon, cantaloupe, watermelon, honeydew. Ugh. So that's why a lot of times I don't buy the pre-made fruit salads, because they'll have a mixture of those and I don't like any of them. So unless I'm eating out with a friend, in which I could then give all those melons to them, because I just don't like the way it tastes. There's vegetable salads, such as tomatoes and cucumbers. Oh my gosh, cucumber salad. I don't know how common cucumber salad is, but I grew up with it and my family. So what we do is you slice the cucumbers super duper thin. And then you you pour the robusto Italian dressing. It has to be robusto because you have to have all those like fun Italian seasonings and everything. The garlic, the parsley, the basil, everything. All of that. And you just soak the cucumbers in that. Some people add sliced onions in it. I don't put onions in mine. I'm just straight cucumbers. And you just let it marinate. And then it, like, breaks down the cucumber, making it extra, like, soft and flimsy. And when it's ice cold, it tastes amazing with, like, for barbecues. So, like, I've made... The one time I made it for... Okay. So, the one time I made... cucumber salad for an office party. And so I made it because, like, it's the cheapest thing to make, guys, because cucumbers, like, 3 for $1, right? And, like, you, if you slice up 3 cucumbers super thin, you make so much of it. And it's great because then it's so cheap. Cost you maybe, if $5, and I mean, $5 is stretching it. Usually it's like $3 to make. And people eat it up. They love it. And my one coworker, she brought some home. Because I'm like, no, take it home, take it home. I don't need it in my house. And she was like, she came to work the next day. She was like, oh, I'm so excited, blah, blah, blah. So she goes home that night and her son had came by the house, saw it in the fridge, ate it all. And left her none. And so she came back the next day and she was so upset. She was like, I had none of the cucumber salad. My son ate all of it. And I didn't even know. let's see. So I was on the fruit salads, the vegetable salads. Then there's dessert salads. So dessert salads are rarely include leafy greens. I don't think there's any dessert salad that includes leafy greens. If there is one that you guys are aware of, please let me know. And they're often sweet. Common variants include gelatin or whipped cream, like Jell-O salad, pistachio salad, and ambrosia. I love ambrosia. I haven't had that in forever. Ambrosia. That's so good, right? So obviously you have your dressings for your salad. You have your vinaigrettes, which is based on a mixture of salad oil and vinegar. Herbs and spices are usually often added. Then you have your creamier dressings, which have a mayonnaise base of some sort, or yogurt, sour cream, whatever, buttermilk base. I know I personally love, like I said, my French. In North America, mayonnaise-based French dressing is the most popular. Isn't that wild? With vinaigrettes and Caesar-style dressing following close behind. So, ranch dressing is the American's favorite. Traditional dressings in France are vinaigrettes, typically mustard base. I'm not a big mustard base. Oh, is French mustard base? I don't know. Whatever. Thicker sauces are sometimes referred to as a baked potato as a form of, I don't know. So, like, just a starchy dressing. So, that's pretty cool, right? Asia has like a sesame oil, fish sauce, citrus oil, or soy sauce for their salad dressings. I see honey mustard to me is not a salad dressing, right? Like to me, honey mustard should be like to dip nuggets in. Like I feel like it's way too like heavy. Oh, I love like the ginger dressing when you get a salad at like a Japanese restaurant. Like I also love that. Okay, so salad records. On September 4th, 2016, the largest recorded salad weighing 44,300 pounds. Wow. Created in Red Square, Moscow, Russia. By Mr. or Mrs. Travel? That's the last name is Travel? That's weird. It was a Greek salad consisting of tomatoes, cucumbers, onions, olives, feta cheese, olive oil, oregano, and salt. I love Greek salad, especially with the feta cheese. I'm not an olives person, so I usually don't do olives. I'll pick them out. But for the most part, those are the type of salads. So that's the history and information behind salads. Definitely, like, take your time. Do your research, guys. If you're trying to do the healthy route with the salads, make sure that what you're eating is actually healthy, because salads can be deceiving. Once you start adding in the dressings, especially the creamy based dressings, once you start adding in the croutons, once you start adding in the bacon and the proteins, which depending on how the proteins are made could actually hurt you more than help you, the cheeses. So once you've done all of that, you've basically made a very unhealthy salad. So try to keep your salad simple. Put the nuts on them. Be careful with the berries, because again, you have to be careful with the sugars. But I find that when I'm just feeling extra lazy and I don't feel like actually cooking the full, you know, protein of some sort, I'll just add in the unsalted sunflower seeds or almonds, things of that sort, to make them good. And it adds the crunch. Take the carrots, add that in, add the crunch, because you definitely want that. If you're going to do a spinach based salad to get all the vitamins out of your spinach, it's good if you pair it with some type of fruit in your salad, whether it's craisins or orange slices, strawberries, etc., etc., any of those, because the vitamin C paired with the spinach breaks it down even more and gets you, and it really helps you to absorb more of the great vitamins. The darker the leafy green, the better it is for you. Obviously, we all know that. Iceberg is pointless. It has no nutritional value, basically. So go for the darker greens. Kale, sometimes it's a very strong taste, so I understand if you just can't do kale. But train yourself to get into the spinach. It's a simple food that can fill you up and have no calories, if done right. But my favorite always will be a simple salad, spinach, cucumbers, tomatoes, carrots, and a Vidalia onion dressing. That is my favorite dressing. If I can't find that, I'll go to poppy seed dressing. But the only thing with poppy seeds is that, like, legit, the poppy seeds are all in your teeth. And, like, you'll be finding them for, like, an hour afterwards. It's the most annoying part of it. So I prefer the Vidalia onion dressing. But sometimes it's hard to find, and it's definitely not in, like, the Wishbone brand or a store brand. Like, you usually are looking at, like, the bottom, like, off to the side, fancier in a glass bottle dressings with that one. Okay, so I hope you guys have enjoyed this. I hope I've really given you a lot of information and tips and tricks that I've used for healthy salad eating. It can be very hard, I know. So you're like, salads are boring. And they are. They can be if you don't take the time to make it an exciting salad to you. And it has to be tailored to you. Like, what do you enjoy? If you don't like carrots, don't put carrots. If you love red onions, put red onions. Have some mints on the side, but do it. You know, put in the capers. Keep it fun. Keep it exciting. Make it, you know, good for you. Put the tuna salad on top of the spinach. You know, whatever you need to do. Okay? So I hope you guys enjoyed this. This is my first solo cast, so who knows, maybe it'll become a thing. But I'll try to have more guest hosts back again. So as always, check us out on our social media, Facebook's Fat Girl Chronicles. We always have great conversations going on there. Twitter's Fat Girl NJ, Instagram's Fat Girl Chronicles NJ, and you can always shoot us emails at fatgirlchroniclescontact@gmail.com. If you have any ideas, please let us know. If you have places that you want me to review, that's in the Philly, Jersey, New York, as in Manhattan, Delaware, and possibly even Maryland, D.C. area, that you want me to review or check out or anything of that sort, please let me know. I do love to travel, and I do love to eat. So, hope you guys enjoyed it. Bye. Fat Girl, Fat Girl Chronicles, Fat Girl, Fat Girl Chronicles, Fat Girl, Fat Girl Chronicles. I love food.